This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. We're happy to be joined in studio by comedian Aries Spears. He's at the DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For ticket information, go to dcimprov.com to get tickets to the show. Aries, good to see you, man.
Yo, what's happening, brother? How you doing, man?
He's hung out with us before, and I think I got to apologize. I think I've always called him Aries, and then today I was looking at your Instagram, and you were at the Improv in Raleigh, and somebody was on their phone, and you told him to bring up the phone, and you called yourself Aries, and I was like,
Does that tilt you when, like, you're doing your set, you're working, and somebody's on their phone, like they're just not paying attention to you, or they're distracting people from watching your set?
You know, if it's close enough to the front where I can kind of take control of the situation, I'll do what I did. But you know, the thing that probably bothers me most is when people think they're being inconspicuous. Like they're not. I can't see you recording the show because you're tilting the phone at a certain angle.
Oh, that's a big no-no. Yeah, why? Yeah, can you explain why that's a big no-no? I never really think about it.
Well, I mean, you know.
Giving away your act.
Yeah, because a lot of comics might be working on a new bit, and if it's not there yet.
If it's not refined.
Right, and then you put that out there, then people can go, well, that wasn't funny.
Right.
It's like, well, it's not ready yet.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're workshopping it.
Yeah, not only that, you kind of just want people to be in the moment.
Yeah.
Man. Like, you're being the moment.
Are you to the point where some comedians, you have to put your phone in like a bag? And they keep
Dave Chappelle.
2 hours later, you get back.
One, it costs a lot of money to do that.
That's pricey.
I haven't Dave Chappelle'd it yet.
Okay.
And, you know, I'd like to think that I wouldn't want to do that because I just, you know, I don't want to feel like they're.
But it does force people to pay attention.
Like, no, it does that. It definitely has its pros in that regard. Mm-hmm. But, you know. You know how it is now. People, everybody just wants to say, you know, I got this footage. I got this moment.
How much does it cost? I went to see
a lot.
Bruno Mars at MGM National Harbor, and that was the same deal.
Yeah.
Why? Because you bring a certain company in that handles all that?
Yeah, there's a company that does that. So it's
expensive. That's coming out of your end, too.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess when you think about it, hold on, Jay, I'm sorry. When you think about it, like, if you're a comic, like, there's no, because sometimes I know we've talked about it before. Certain comedians, they might like have a notebook and they're going through their stuff, and you feel like, I pay good money. Why is he testing his stuff on me? But actually, that's the only place for them to test it because there's no place to test.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, it might, you know, on a Friday and Saturday where it's kind of like showtime, you know, and it's Friday, Saturday.
So that's different.
But on a Thursday, Sunday, one show, you know, you might stretch. Like, you know, normally the clubs want to flip the room around. So they want you to be off at a certain time, whereas on a Thursday, Sunday, it's one show. So where I might have to do no more than an hour on a Friday, Saturday, I might do an hour and a half.
When you do two shows, like at the DC Improv, are you going to do mostly the same material? I got to be honest. I went to, and Allison got me tickets. I went to see Tommy Davidson a few years ago. And I think Tommy Davidson's great.
Yeah.
But we went to the early show, and I felt like he was saving his stuff for the late show.
No, Tommy didn't save anything.
I felt like he
anything.
Was just riffing.
Oh, no, Tommy goes a full 100%.
No, he was good.
Yeah.
But it was almost like he just started messing with the crowd and having fun. And he dances and sings and does his impressions and stuff. And I was like, I don't think he had any of that stuff planned.
Well, no, that part isn't planned. That's, crowd work is what it is. It's spontaneous. You know, and not everybody can do that and do it well. It's such its own thing. You know what I mean? Like I always try to put it in like football terms. Like you can be a Hall of Fame championship quarterback who just stays in the pocket a la your material.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can Michael Vick it. Where if like if you can do crowd work and lead a pocket, you can be just twice as deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody could do that. But you don't have to be able to do that to be great. But if you can do that and you got kick-ass material, the potency is
do you
is
see
times
some
two.
Guys who aren't good at crowd work that try to do it and then they go back into the
pocket? Oh, there's some guys that like a deer in headlights.
Yeah,
they have to leave.
Oh, they have no idea.
Yeah. They have
because they're probably writers.
Divert from, we're all writers.
Yeah. Right.
Even spontaneity is writing, as you do it in your head. But it's a comfort thing, man. Not everybody can go just off the cuff like
I'll
that.
I'll be honest with you. I know I couldn't be a stand-up. Okay? I know I couldn't. But I know I could do crowd work. I'm telling you, I know I could make fun of people. But I know I'm not a stand-up comedian. But I know I can make fun of people.
So you couldn't be in the pocket. But you
I'm not a marksman, but I know how to shoot people.
No, I know how to make fun of people. I can't put a bit together per se. Like I'm not. You're smarter than me and funnier than me. Yeah. But I know I can make fun of people. Yeah. I didn't know I can. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen. You might. In some weird way, you might be able to pull it off. But
I don't have a comedian's mindset, but I can make fun of people.
Could you do a whole hour of just crowd work? If you
I don't know about an hour,
half an hour,
because I don't know. It depends. It's like you take what the moment gives you.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what the moment is, you could be fueled to just keep going and going and going. But I like the mixture of both, man. I got my playbook, and then I know how to Michael Vick it. So
do you survey the crowd?
Absolutely.
So the opener's out there. Are you sort of open?
No, listen, it's customary for the headliner to come into a club, go straight to the green room, hide in the green room until showtime, and then come out and do his thing. And when it's over, go back to the green room. Mm-hmm. I'm out there the moment I get in the building looking at I'm observing the prison yard. So I'm going to shank the biggest, baddest cat early.
So you serve
him. Not to be messed with.
So you already know what you're going to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Are the drunk hecklers just being stupid because they're drunk, or are they just trying to get attention?
Both. Yeah. It's like if someone is not completely inebriated, a couple good zingers, you usually can shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are just wasted, they're like the suicide.
They're
bombers.
Not going to stop.
Yeah, they're the Mujahideen, man. They go down with the ship.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying.
Yeah, is there a point where like the security or the club owner has to just be like, okay, I got to remove this person.
Yeah, at some point because it's not even about a give and take anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like a person that's just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's not a good time for anybody.
Do you still love it? You've been doing this since you were a teenager, right?
I don't, I've been doing it for 35 years. I don't love the politics of it and the BS of it.
Mm.
But in terms of what I actually do.
What are the politics and BS of it?
Just a lot of tap dancing and ass kissing and,
doing radio shows.
No, I don't, all of this, whatever it is you do, there's levels to this.
Yeah.
And there are some guys in radio who are all-stars and championship players.
Thank you.
And there's some guys who are Manute Bol, okay. And I've done interviews with Manute people Bol. Where I just go, come on.
We love Manute Bol. We have a soft spot for that guy. He played for the Bullets.
Kwame Brown. Okay. Take your pick. Smush Parker.
All right, different.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Popeye Jones. Yeah.
You're not still watching Kwame Brown. Weren't you watching Kwame
if he goes viral, I will jump on him.
I already forget. Why did he get popular first?
God, he was criticized.
He was Michael Jordan destroyed his whole.
No. Of course we know all that.
But post-career.
He went viral like a year or so ago.
He was criticizing somebody.
Yeah, because what we had saw him of him prior to that was just this quiet dude.
Mm-hmm.
So finally he just said, you know what? I'm out the league. I've been picked on, ridiculed. Oh, I'm letting everybody have it.
I can't remember. Was it Stephen A. Smith Was he going back and forth with Stephen A?
I can't remember.
He went to war with everybody, like Tony Montana like against 1,000 Colombians.
Like 2 years ago, he was going viral every day.
But look, he was great fodder for us because, like, we goofed on him because didn't he bring French dressing everywhere he went?
Well, he was young. He was 18 years old for the country, you know.
That's funny.
I felt bad for Kwame Brown. I mean, he just got overdrafted. I mean, he wasn't.
Well, and then you had two ultimate dogs on you, you know, Kobe and Jordan.
Right, yeah.
You know, so when you got them two barking at you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How many times you go to Laker games?
You know, it's wild. I just did my man Jay Moore's podcast for the second time, and you know he's married to Jeannie Buss.
Yes.
So he.
I heard they live on separate floors.
They might. Yeah. You know, I've never been to the house, but he said to me, "Hey man, let's go to a Laker game." So I think I'll try to go to a Laker game next week.
Oh, so you haven't seen Luka yet?
No.
Yeah, you haven't been.
Last time I've been to a Laker game, Jesus.
Oh, it's been a while.
Was when Jordan played with the Wizards.
Oh, geez.
And they played against Kobe.
You haven't been to a Laker game.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Why? Well, I know you're not a Laker fan, but I know you're an NBA fan.
You know, I never got back around to it. Listen, my passion has always been number 23 in red.
Jordan, right.
So once he retired.
You were out.
Have you lost it? Are you like me? I've lost it for the league a little bit. I can't. Honestly, the three-point shooting's out of control.
Oh, the league stinks now.
Thank you.
And I go to war with these people on social media because I get called an old head. You know, all you old heads just don't want to give it up to the young guys.
Right.
Listen, I'm not being biased. I saw what y'all didn't see, and I'm seeing what you're seeing now. Yeah. So my perspective is coming from experience.
It's just hard to watch.
It is.
It's hard to watch.
It is.
Maybe the finals, you know, I get into it. But
yeah, it's like from the 80s. Up until about, I guess, when LeBron retires. It's like it was always the face of the league.
Mm-hmm.
Bird, Magic, mm-hmm. Jordan, mm-hmm. Kobe, Shaq, LeBron. Mm-hmm. I'm like, once LeBron goes, who's the face of the league? Like, who's that
trying
guy?
To prop up Anthony Edwards if they go
he
with
said
an American?
He didn't even want it.
I think Wembanyama might be that guy, but right. Now he's in question.
Now he's hurt.
For his health.
Yeah.
You know, so I just go, yeah, who's the guy?
What do you think?
I don't know, Jason Tatum?
Yeah, he's boring.
Don't really do it for me like that.
I'm just throwing out the top 10 players.
Yeah,
Gilgeous Alexander, but the problem is
but you got to have the charisma.
He plays in the Midwest.
Yeah, man, like all those other dudes, they had all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Kobe, killer instinct. You know, Shaq as a personality.
Ja Morant might have been there, but he had too many off-the-court issues.
He got too much ghetto in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And his numbers aren't even that great. Like, if you actually did a statistical comparison of Ja Morant this year, he's about what Austin Reeves is.
Yeah. And I think Ant-Man is a great show, but I'm thinking that's all he is.
Right.
Had a good run in the playoffs last year.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Did you see the interview that Pippen did? I can't remember. Was it with Patrick Bet-David?
That traitor.
where Scotty, and obviously there's bitterness there. He and Michael didn't get along.
And I don't even know where that comes from, man.
It's wild. But he said in his entire tenure there, they never once went out to dinner together. Never once.
Yeah, that one shocked me a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Never once.
Yeah.
Just like no love for each other. He makes it seem like, and I don't know what's true and what's not, but that Michael was like a terrible teammate.
No, I think that's a little bit over-exaggerated because when you look at The Last Dance, you can clearly see some moments where he and Scotty are connecting.
Oh, for sure. On the court.
Yeah.
What did you think of the whole Marcus Jordan situation, dating Pippen?
Even
Zach's
in the locker room.
He probably shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Just for GP. Like, dude, come on, man. What are you doing?
Have you ever met Michael?
Dude, let me tell you something.
I feel like we've asked you that before.
That's the one guy that I haven't met. Like, I've met Stacey King is my dude. Whenever I come to Chicago, he's there. I met BJ Armstrong on
a
flight.
You're all bulls
and he was like, he was a huge fan. He went nuts when he saw me. I saw Dennis Rodman walking through Chicago Airport, but that was a little weird. But I've never met the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, you know, to me, it was like one of my favorite shows is Sopranos. Right. And I've probably met 9 cast members from The Sopranos, and they were all super nice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, if he was still alive, if I ever met the man, I'd be nervous because I've heard stories where it's like, if you catch James on a bad day, you might get Tony Soprano.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, I hear all these stories about Jordan. Is he a jerk? Is he not? You know, Jay Moore said he's the sweetest guy in the world.
No, I think he's a jerk.
But
I've
heard mixed stories, man. I'd be scared to meet him.
Gandolfini, I've heard always heard that he was like a super nice guy. Like, wasn't like his on-screen persona at all. Like, you heard otherwise? Like,
Well, I mean, listen, to be fair, it's the paparazzi. Like, yeah. I've seen him where he's choked guys up, grabbed them by the collar. Okay, but they know how to piss you off.
Sure.
Yeah,
Who's disappointed you? Any of your idols? Not necessarily even idol, but someone you were excited to meet, and you're like, man, this guy is not cool. Why is he being like that?
Nah, I can't.
Really? Most people have been cool?
Well, they've been cool or what I expected. Like, I didn't hang around this new Mike Tyson, you know, feng shui Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. but I met I'll Eat Your Kids Tyson.
Right.
So he was everything that I expected in that moment.
He didn't surprise you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's exactly what you thought.
He's wild because he can be anything. He can be anything on any given day.
Well, I think now he's so mellowed out that, don't get me wrong, if you cross a line.
Dude, he just attacked somebody on a plane a year or so ago.
Well, no, they attacked him.
They were verbally giving him grief.
It comes a point where no matter how much you think you can pet the lion, it's still a lion.
Yeah.
Right. Why would you provoke Mike Tyson on an airplane?
I don't know.
That's like the craziest thing you could ever do.
But watch him in the ring, and I knew it was going to happen. It was sad.
This last thing was so staged.
These guys, I didn't go. These guys went to his last fight, which was almost 25 years ago, and he quit in that one. When he was a real boxer.
Yeah, but.
And I've seen, I've been to a couple of his fights. The best one I ever been to was second time he fought Frank Bruno to win the championship again. That was awesome.
Yeah. Bruno was a big guy, too.
Yeah, he was big, but he was mostly just
slow,
big.
Just slow.
You know, he didn't have a lot of bang to his buck.
Big lumbering target for Mike to smash.
Yeah.
But when we went to see Tyson, Eric, it was you and I, right?
Yeah.
And then he lost.
Yeah.
But then we went into the press room.
It was still intimidating.
It was still intimidating, but he was just very chill.
Very soft-spoken.
Let me tell you. Very soft-spoken.
Because he had quit.
When he was doing his podcast, Hot Boxing, he flew me out to Vegas to possibly be on it. And then, long story short, Mike caught one of his moods, and then he didn't want to do it. Mm. But they flew me out, put me up. And I remember we were all converged on the top of this hotel roof. Zab Judah's there, a bunch of MMA guys. And when he walked in, you felt this presence. Mm-hmm. And his head is as thick as a bulldog. So I walked up to him and I was like, oh, excuse me, how you doing, champ? And he has a way of, if he don't know you, when he says hello to you, it's with caution. It's
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's staring through you. And you just get the sense that, behave, man.
Yeah.
Don't slip up.
Don't do that.
Does he live in L.A.?
I don't think so.
I thought he was like Arizona. Or
I think Vegas at one point.
I don't know if you guys ever saw that great clip where he was being interviewed on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and he brought up the thing about how Tyson's daughter died in the accident.
Mm. Yes, that's right.
And at one point, Mike is like, I don't know. I just had to get high. I was messed up. I just had to get high. And then he pauses, and he looks at the dude, and he just goes, you should go now. Dude, I left my house.
Yeah, that was enough for you.
And I was on my couch. I left my house.
All right, we'll have more with Aries Spears when we come back. He's at DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to DCImprov.com or the Junks will be.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. Welcome back. We're joined in studio by comedian Aries Spears. He's at DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to dcimprov.com.
So, you know, we were talking about it. Aries is like on the road every weekend.
Yeah.
Damn, it's Matthew Jason. He's on the road every weekend.
I don't know how he does it.
He's got a guy that opens for him. He does his podcast with him.
Andy Steinberg,
which is cool. So at least you have like somewhat of a guy you go out to dinner with or whatever when you're on the road. But it is a lonely existence.
Yeah.
And it is, even if you have a bunch of friends in comedy, like, he's doing his own thing. Yep. All his boys, they're doing their own thing, right? And then we were talking about flying, and, you know, I'm flying today out to Orlando, and I don't really get worked up about flying, but all these near incidents, they've got me worked up. They got me worked up. And you fly all the time.
Every weekend.
What's the closest you came to just not fatal, but just a bad experience?
Oh, I can tell you, it was coming here, not today, but a while back. I remember one time I was coming here, and as we were getting ready to land.
Right here at D.C. at Reagan?
Yeah, D.C. Yeah. There was a loud boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then I saw the flight attendant running.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why are you running? I mean, first of all, what was the boom, and then why are you running?
Right.
Yeah. So that was a little like, okay. Yeah. But then we landed, and it was what it was.
Right. Yeah, did you ever find out what it was? What
no.
Was
the boom? Pilot never came on.
No.
No explanation?
No, but it was a loud boom.
Did you ever realize that we had so many like military aircraft, right? Like, it's specific to Reagan. Did you fly into Reagan this week?
Yeah.
That we have, and it doesn't happen anywhere else.
Reagan's dicey.
Because the airspace restrictions and everything, and you know all of the stuff here.
A lot of congestion.
They got to regulate it, and they fly right in the midst of that friggin' airport more than any other airport in the country. This is a hell zone.
Wow.
This airport.
Bad. Yeah. Fly into Dulles next time.
Fly into Dulles.
Who books your flights? You got a manager does it.
No, a flight attendant. Yeah. Chick back in L.A.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's a good hookup.
He's
going
to be like, can you?
Here's the problem with Dulles. I live out near Dulles. It just takes a while because you stay in D.C. when you're right. It just takes a while to get back into the city, but it's a lot safer.
Oh yeah,
it's a much bigger airport.
I didn't know that. Yeah, see,
there you go. We're not putting that in your head.
Yeah, isn't the runway like 2,000 or 3,000 feet longer?
I mean, it's just a huge.
Listen, the pilots are used to it, but it's a bit of a slam dunk landing here. Relative to other airports. Like,
slam dunk and landing aren't two things.
Well, that's what you get at Reagan National.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, you saw the one. There's been so many incidents in the last couple of weeks that we've been made aware of. But you obviously saw the one, was it in Cleveland? Where was it? Was it in Canada? The one in Canada.
That was in Toronto.
The wings fell off and it spiraled like a hot dog. Down.
Yeah.
And supposedly, that's how it was designed. The plane was designed so that if it tips over, otherwise, it would be a fireball.
The wings
would just come
off.
Release, and then you go down like a hot dog.
Aren't you feeling better about like flying since you've done the segment with us? Aren't you feeling more comfortable?
I mean, it's horrifying. He said that.
Do you perform internationally?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
Like I've done a big. I've been to Europe twice.
Right.
Been to South Africa.
Wow.
You know. So yeah, I've done.
So
it.
you're always on a flight somewhere.
I mean, they've got to pay you a premium to go to South Africa. That's got to be like a 15-hour flight, right?
Oh no, that was 24 hours.
Oh, 24.
My God. Yeah, flew to Atlanta from LA. That was 4 hours, and then from Atlanta to Africa is 21 hours.
Oh. Mm.
I hope that was a big paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
In diamonds.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I honestly don't know what I would do. Diamonds.
Yeah. Like I was supposed to do a gig in Abu Dhabi, and you know,
that has to pay.
I know, but I turned it down only because I was still like, I don't want to end up on YouTube. Give us the money or the will. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then anybody that's ever been out there will tell you whether it's Abu Dhabi or Dubai.
Yeah,
it's the safest, most luxurious. Yeah. But I'd never been in the Middle East, so I was just like...
You're scared.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be the example.
I don't want to do crowd work against sheiks.
Right. If you're on a 21-hour flight...
Yeah, what do you do? You watch five movies?
You might take two duties on the plane.
No. Well, you know, here's the thing, though.
You might.
Oh, you got to evacuate to the airport beforehand.
21 hours?
No, but listen, if you can't afford to do it, I'd say don't do it. But if you're going to fly like that...
Yeah.
Like Emirates Airline, have you seen?
No.
Like they got showers
in
private cabins with real beds, not that crap that some of these, which is uncomfortable to me.
Is that true?
Well, no, they got real beds.
Is that what you would have been on? You would have been on
I would have been on one of those.
And so it would have been fine.
Yeah. It's like a little condo on the plane.
That's got to be 10 G's.
They're putting you on one of those. Definitely. You're not going to wind up in a hostage video. Like you would have been good, I think.
Okay, but I have to build to that. I got to build to that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Says the guy who's been to like three countries in his life.
Harris, did you hear about the woman who died on a plane from Australia to, is it Qatar or Qatar?
Qatar.
And so she died. She went to the bathroom. She's walking down the aisle. She collapses, dies. Or just call it a heart attack. They put the body next to a couple in the seats. So it'd be JP and I, and the dead body was right here.
Well, it's a lot closer than that.
No, no, yeah. And covered up. They did.
No, they covered.
Oh,
it up.
I'm sure they covered her up, but they wouldn't let the couple move seats.
Well, where do you put a dead body on a plane?
Put it back where the food is.
Yeah, people gotta go to the bathroom.
I don't know. Put it in the bathroom.
Oh my God!
I just said throw the body.
I mean, there had
overboard.
To be multiple bathrooms on the flight. But the couple was so bitter,
like a burial at sea.
How are you doing that? You just opened up the airplane door,
like a parachutist. Just throw the body.
But Aries, this couple sat next to a dead body for like 6 hours.
Yeah, that's somebody got to pay me.
Can you imagine that?
As a lawyer, I'm teaming up with a lawyer.
I hope they are.
Yeah.
And they said that the airline never even apologized. Didn't even pay for their flights.
Yeah, and you know, that's the other thing with these flights, man. Like, stop showing me the video about how much you care. Because a lot of times, you know, every now and then you run across a great flight attendant or a staff that really does it right. But there's so many attitudes and, you know, bad flight people that it's just like...
Yeah, the companies, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
I agree.
Just give me your money.
That's why I never fly. Everybody's just trying to get through the day. I say it all the time. Even... people don't like it when I say it, but when you go to hospitals, like nurses and they're just punching a clock.
Listen, I know this might be bad for me to say, but you know, when it comes to customer service, don't give me no Ishas. I don't want no Ishas.
All right, give me
Lakeisha, Tanisha, right. Tanisha. I want a white woman.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, really?
It's too much attitude with
I'll let
Isha.
You say that.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say
you
that.
You don't want an Isha. All right.
I don't want to give me no Ishas, man.
Isha.
But I think it's general. I think white people, too. They
can be. They can be. But don't nobody put the seasoning on attitude like us. We stew that to perfection, baby. We are the Babe Ruth of attitude.
So if I get an Isha for some sort of customer service issue, I better look out. Is what you're saying?
I'm gonna help you. What you need? Why? Oh.
I think we had an Isha at a certain restaurant here a few months ago.
I don't want to.
Didn't even approach our table. We sat down for literally 5 minutes.
She looked upset that she had customers.
And there was hardly anybody in the restaurant. And we're just like, okay, I guess the waitress
How
just.
How dare you make her do her job?
Because you came in there late at night, right? There, it was near closing time.
No, it was
near
like,
closing time.
It was like 7 or 8.
It wasn't even close.
We're getting ready to watch
time.
Sunday Night Football. Yeah. Listen, if the door says closing at 10 and I get there at 9:59 with 59 seconds,
you better serve me.
Serve me.
I'm with you.
You no, want we that
left.
Tip?
We straight up left. We were there for like 10 minutes. We're like,
I don't want no Ishas or no Patels.
Oh, he's expanding.
Oh, God, my name is Roger. No, you ain't Roger. Your name got 4 syllables, 3 clicks, and a number.
Are you a fast food guy? Have you been paying attention to some of the fast food wars? We're talking about Wendy's and their new Frosties and everything.
I'm trying to not to be that guy anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're trying to eat healthy?
Yeah, I'm trying to get right.
So what do you do then? What do you eat? It's no fun. You're on the road.
Salads.
That's the hardest thing to do.
Chicken salad.
Salads. You listen, we know what to do. Right. Yeah. You know, it may be a pain in the ass to search for the salmon and the grilled chicken breasts and the stewed vegetables, but we know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, you know, out here in D.C., Ben's Chili Bowl, baby.
Well, get a half smoke with chili on it.
Jesus. Yeah. And there's a place right up the street from my hotel. You know, one of my favorite TV shows has been Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to probably about 40 restaurants from the show as I've traveled.
Oh, what? You look them up? Oh,
yeah. And there's Mom's Bubs and Pubs, whatever it's called. It's a sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm. Is it here in D.C.?
Yes. It's literally 2 blocks from the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And the first time I came in there, the dude recognized me, put my picture on the wall. I could usually eat for free.
Oh
Jesus.
Dude, you gotta go back. Even though you're trying to get
I go there every year. I don't miss it.
So, hold on. What is your best celebrity hookup? Like, because you're Ari Spears, like, you know, I'm getting free X where?
Well, I'll jump in. It sounds like Jenny Buss and Jay Moore. You're going to have bomb seats when you go to the Lakers game.
There's
I know
all
that.
The floor.
No, the thing I like the most is that fillet of fish that women provide.
That's the best part. That's the best part,
baby. Oh wow! I provide the tartar sauce.
I was going to brag about our Pupatella's gift card, right. But I guess it's a little different. Yeah,
he won up to
it's a different pie.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked because I'm like, damn, they ain't asked me to. Because most of the times, people ask me to do impressions. I'm like, they haven't asked me to do any impressions. I'm blown away by that.
Is that
who
good
do you
or
want
bad?
To do? You itching to do somebody?
I just, you know.
I'll say this. I was reading up on your Wikipedia last night because it said, and who knows whether it's true, it said when you started, you were a teenager, and it surprised me that one of your first impressions was Jack Nicholson. That's what it said.
Oh, dude.
But that's a classic, though, right? That can't
It's a classic, but, you know, when you're that young,
right.
Your voice is at a different register.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, so, for 35 years, I've done so much drinking and smoking that certain people have fell out of my range. You know, it's like Al Pacino when he was young from The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, that's not the same
different
tone
guy.
From
right.
today and all, and all of that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you have a pregame cocktail before you go on stage just to kind of relax you or no?
Nah, I probably use it as a prop. But then when I get off stage is when I unwind.
I got you.
Yeah, because I like to really make sure I'm
locked in, right?
Locked in.
I got you.
So I don't want nothing to mess me up.
I would think if you're a comic, I mean, I know a lot of guys do it, but man, it's got to be hard. You can get sloppy quick.
There's some dudes who like, listen, Dave Chappelle can smoke weed and be high as a kite and perform wonderfully.
Yeah.
I tried it once. Not for me.
Not for me.
You could sip on one cocktail and be fine.
Yeah, but sip. I mean, really sip.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your go-to cocktail?
You're a bourbon guy? Whiskey?
No, I used to be dark, but I'm all light now.
Okay.
Tito's vodka with club soda. And I'll do a double shot of Patron chilled.
Mm. Wow.
That sounds intense.
So tonight, that's what you're doing tonight after the show.
Yeah.
I got you.
As he looks for filet of fish.
Yeah, it's filet of fish, baby. Bop, 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 bop.
You said you love D.C. Is that one of the reasons why you love D.C.? Do you like the women in D.C.?
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm telling you, it's the combination of everything. It's the energy, the sharpness, the women, the culture, the pace. It just is nothing like a city versus, you know, Ohio, Cleveland.
Do you have a certain...
Well, you lucked out because you don't have to wear a jacket since you've been here because it was awful.
Dude, I was in Utah 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was 12 degrees. And then the week before that, I was in Indianapolis, and it was 2 degrees.
Brutal.
Yeah. Listen, being an East Coast guy.
Yeah, I mean, you.
But I've been in Cali since 93, man.
Yeah, you're a Cali guy now.
Yeah.
That Mediterranean climate.
I'm going to do, if I could, before I get out of here.
Yeah, please.
Two impressions. That way I can sell some tickets.
Yeah, right, do it. Yeah. Oh, we messed up. We should have asked you to do a present. I'm sorry. We like to just.
No, you kind of slid in a little Tyson.
A little bit. All right. Shaq and Tony Soprano. I'll let you set me up somehow with asking just a question or two.
About
either
Shaq?
One. About either one. Yeah.
About Shaq?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shaq got. He got in trouble. He was cursing the other day. I know that. Yeah. On TNT.
What's it like getting fired?
I get real pissed off. When I play hard in the paint 28-10. If you ain't get 28-10, then you're not dominant. I see so many of these players today, they're not dominant. They want to shoot threes and they got an infinity point line. That's not how a big man's supposed to play.
That's good.
That's actually,
by the way, for our radio listeners,
Shaq.
Yeah.
I like the eyes.
I mean, our TV audience
can
see.
That's a great Shaq.
And we were just talking about Gandolfini and Tony Soprano. That was a great show.
Really, really nice guy.
One of the greatest watchers to ever live. But I'm going to twitch it. My kids go down to Artie's. They like the man I got with the good gravy. Mm-hmm. Especially better with AJ. My guy's so questionful. We all go down to man I got. Uncle Joe and Danny Shaq. It's the best pasta you ever had in your life.
I wonder if
amazing.
So Tony Soprano and Shaq ever met each other.
Do you I
paid him to throw a couple of games. He wouldn't know. I said, you played a couple of games and bring it down to the bottom thing. Have one of the girls give you the filet of fish.
I would love to do that, Tony, but I got to hold up the integrity of the NBA. Mm-hmm.
You black guys are all the same. You jump, but only when you get paid.
Aries, good stuff. Thanks so much, man. You're amazing. Go get tickets now. DCImprov.com. You're going to be there.
The only tickets available are for the second show tonight and second show Sunday. Oh, everything else is completely sold out.
Okay, so limited tickets available. Go grab what's left at DCImprov.com. It's Aries Spears. Thanks again
for
coming in. It's great to see you.
Good stuff.
Go see him at the Improv this weekend. Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. We're about to put our Junkies poll, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It'll have to do with your level of being upset
concern
at Joe B. and Locker possibly not being on the call of Alex Ovechkin breaking Wayne Gretzky's goal record, which is going to happen most likely this season, unless Ovi just hits a wall and doesn't score in the next 5 or 6 games.
Right.
It should happen before this season is over. You can go vote on the poll at Junk's Radio. It'll be put up shortly.
Right. There are 3 games that are going to be national televised games. You think that that's going to be the only way you can watch it.
Right.
Whether it's ESPN or ABC. But maybe they'll work something out where Monumental can carry it. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But it's a possible, it's for a small percentage, but it's possible that Ovi could break the record on a national broadcast where you would not be seeing Joe B. Or Locker if he's back.
Hmm. I wonder when Locker will come back. I was under the impression he was going to come back this season. Yes. That was the wrong impression.
I think he originally kind of put out a date, but I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay, I was under the wrong impression then. Because I know that open heart surgery knocks the poop out of you. I think Cakes' dad had that.
He did, yeah.
My mother had an open heart.
It's no joke to recover from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they crack your breastbone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
And Caps play tonight at home. Last time they played the Blues, who they play tonight, they beat them 8-1. Ovi scored twice in that game.
Love it.
So we'll be watching that. I believe it's a 7 o'clock.
I'll double check. Most home games during the week are 7 o'clock puck drops.
Yep.
So it looks like I am going to go big suitcase because we're just going to be a big embarrassment anyway. My wife says we have to bring a ball cart. So, like if you go and you watch a volleyball match.
Sure.
And each team will have a ball cart.
Okay.
So we're the family that has to bring the ball cart.
It just gets checked luggage. Is that how it works?
No, we got to carry that on. And then we got my daughters have, those leg squeezers. Have you ever seen those things before? Like that athletes, they put their legs in and it, I don't know. We got to bring that on. So we're going to be a big traveling disaster.
A ball cart is something you can just bring onto the airplane?
It folds up.
Oh, okay.
It folds up like, you know, kind of like small golf clubs or something. So we're just going to have so much crap.
You're going to have to put that above your seats, the ball cart?
I don't know how that's going to work, but yeah, I guess you bring that on.
So you're going to be the family, like, people with everything. Are going to be like, oh, look at what's doing here.
Where they're going to be the family with everything. Yeah. So I think my big-ass suitcase is just going to fit
right
in.
It's fine. You're good.
Yeah. Whatever. Is what it is. Now I have to decide, because my buddy Lucas is coming up. Lucas and Michelle, a family of ours, friends of ours. They're going to come up and hang out with us for the weekend and watch all the volleyball. This might be a heavy booze weekend.
Oh, really?
You're not going to Disney World?
There's no scenario where you would go to Disney World.
There's no scenario.
Have you gone 0 for life on Disney?
No, I went one time. Horrific experience. Here's
did you go with Stevie?
Thing. Yes. Here's the great thing, and Meg. But here's the great thing about my family. Our attention span is so short that we could only last like 2 hours each day. So we'd go to Disneyland, literally walk around for 2 hours and then we'd go to the
that
pool.
That was enough.
And we went to the pool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So but it was still miserable because we stayed in the one with all the wildlife.
Yeah.
What's that resort called?
Animal Kingdom.
We stayed in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
It was kind of wild. You open up your curtains and there's a giraffe in the backyard.
Sure. Right. I mean, it's basically like a mini safari.
But then you got to get wait in line, get on the bus, get your tickets, walk around. I'll never forget. How much do you think they are now? Because I went 20 years ago. The fans were like $25 with the spritz you.
You can't buy those. I mean, that's the sucker move. Tourist mark.
It was 150 degrees.
Yeah, but they have sprayers throughout the parks.
Well, no, we had a couple of those. Yeah. We bought the book so your kid could get the autograph from
princesses.
From Snow White or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I think we had breakfast with one of those clowns.
Yeah, like, one of the characters.
Kelsey still has her autograph book.
Yeah. Wow.
It's the biggest scam ever. I resented every second.
I was talking to Kelsey yesterday about a summer family vacation because we haven't decided. At one point, we're talking about maybe going to Italy and Greece, kind of trying to kick that can down the road maybe to next year. And she said, do you have any interest in an African safari? And I do. Always gets me bitter because I almost had a free one.
Hey, it's Ronnie Mervis. JPL.
It's a sore spot.
Just because you would have gotten the free trip?
Yeah. And like if I go, I'm sure it's going to be super expensive.
Oh, it's not going to be cheap.
That was going to be to South Africa, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Would you do a 21-hour flight?
Sure.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah, he's going to be asleep the whole time.
That doesn't faze you.
I mean, I don't think it would be fun, but...
I mean, it's not enough to where you would ponder, you know what? Maybe it's not worth it.
No.
I'm not as bothered by that. I mean, I've been to Italy several times to visit family. It's not a fun trip. That's like 8 hours. Like,
okay. 21 is 3 times.
Okay. You probably sleep? For a third of it.
Are you intrigued by the listener cruise that Zabe just went on?
I don't know what
the
it
trip
is.
To Jamaica, yeah. Sunburn Bowl,
Sunburn
down
Bowl.
To Jamaica. Yeah, I've been following along.
You'd have to. I actually am not following.
He's got something worked out where every year he goes on a trip with listeners.
Like a G. Gordon Liddy thing.
Yeah.
G. Gordon Liddy did that for 15
years. I'd be down
with
that.
I couldn't do a cruise.
A junkie's cruise?
I'd love it.
We've talked about that for 27 years.
Hey, I'd rather do the job.
You can steal it.
All aboard the SS Silly.
Why not?
If we got big fat paychecks.
I actually have no desire to be on a cruise ship.
These guys will only do a 3-hour tour.
Yeah, right.
Nice. I'd rather get on a plane and meet the listeners. Yeah. I'm not getting on a boat.
You got Rom and Big John following you around the poop deck.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
God forbid.
Imagine that.
You couldn't escape from them. You're stuck at sea with Big John.
Imagine when Big John gets norovirus. Oh, my God.
We got to get out of here on that note. B, Mitch, and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.